Hi, this is Dolores. I've been a bit inspired by that boo today, the staff pick that we done down, and his walk, and he's talking about seeing the moon, and he was walking through the woods with the disused railway line, and I really liked that because I remember as a child we stayed on holiday somewhere, I can't remember where it was. But we went for a walk one summer's evening down a deserted railway line. And when I was little, I believed in fairies and everything. I had a really big imagination. And it was beautiful. It was just so beautiful walking down there. It was sort of late evening in the summer. It was still light and it was a beautiful night. So listening to that blog, Boo reminded me that I love walking as well. Listen to that. I'm walking in the leaves. It's a beautiful evening. A little bit nippy. I've got a fur jacket on, but the arms are short. So my lower arms are freezing. But there is. The moon's out. And it's not full anymore. But it's beautiful. And I was thinking what you're saying about the stars, how they haven't got much pollution in the light pollution, but because I was born in London, I'm just used to the stars I can see. So, like, I'm looking up now and the sky's clear and all the stars are out. But I guess to me, because it looks normal, but people that don't, who are not born in London, who come and always moan about the stars and light pollution, used to irritate me a little bit. But I understand what they mean. When I went to Seaford in the summer camping for my little mini break, it was beautiful, it was really lovely. It was that last weekend that we had in the summer when it was just really hot. And the sky at night, the stars were brilliant. It just blew my mind away. And that's when I realised that I see things a lot differently out of in the countryside than in London. So that was like a real whoa. It was brilliant, the stars. I don't think I'd ever really looked at them properly before. I just sat for ages staring at the sky. So I'm walking down in Lower Sydenham, in Belgreen. And I was a child around this area. I grew up around here and nothing's changed. I'm walking down a little alleyway. There's a man coming towards me, a young boy, so I can look after myself. Yeah, it's gone, but there's a lady as well. But these roads haven't changed much, like the layout of them. The houses that I used to live on were old, back-to-back houses with alleyways and everything. So I'm walking down my old road, Hampshire Road, but they were all knocked down in the 70s and this new estate was built. But it still feels like nice and comfortable to be around here. So my walk's nice. I'm looking at the gas tanks, the gas holders, at the old gas site. When we were kids, the alarm used to go off every single day at 12 o'clock. We all used to run home. That's when everyone went home for their, we called it dinner. Posh kids call it lunch. So I'm really enjoying my walk and I want to, look, the way I'm walking, the gas, the beautiful moon is shining through the scaffolding of the gas tanks and it is rather beautiful. So I'll try and take a picture of that for the face of this. So thanks for inspiring me. I'm walking from Sydenham to Catford. It'll take me about an hour. I might pop into the pub and say hello to the girls before I go home. They'll all be pissed by now. But they always are when I get there because I don't drink as much as them. But I think they're lovely. I've been friends with them all for years and years. They're stuck by me with everything. So it's nice that they're still here now. Known them all for about 20 years. They're all working class women, loud, swearing. But they're lovely, good friends. So I'm having my walk there and speak to you all soon. Bye.